Sometimes I feel like Nuremberg is just getting older and older. Over 109,000 people here are now over 65. That's almost 20% of the city's population.
That really is remarkable, especially considering that it's only going to increase in the coming years. The baby boomer generation is about to start retiring, and that's going to be quite interesting for city life and society as a whole.
True, and what strikes me is that there are so many stories behind those numbers. So, how do these people actually live? And how different are their circumstances?
That's exactly what interests me. Whether someone lives in their own home or moves into a care facility often makes a huge difference. My great aunt, for example, is over 90 and still lives independently. That's impressive.
What's really fascinating is how diverse the age structure of Nuremberg seniors is. There are still people who lived through World War II, and now more and more baby boomers are joining their ranks.
Absolutely. The difference is huge. The baby boomers don't just outnumber the older generations. Many of them had completely different life conditions. No war, more prosperity, longer education. That shapes the experience of aging today.
You can see that in the numbers, too. In 2023 alone, over 54,000 people in Nuremberg were born between 1,957 and 1,964.
And that's changing everything, from services the city offers to the demands on care and support. The next few years are definitely going to bring some surprises.
When I think of seniors, I usually picture people in their 80 seconds or 90 seconds. But actually, the range is huge, from 65 well into the 90 seconds and beyond.
Exactly. This group is much more diverse than many people think. Nearly half of Nuremberg seniors are under 75 and still quite active. My neighbor, for example, is almost 70 and still goes mountain biking.
That's such a great example. It really makes a difference whether someone is just retired or is already 85 or older. Their needs and wishes change a lot over time.
And you can see that in their independence. Most live completely on their own. Only a small portion actually move into care homes. I'd love to look at that more closely.
What surprised me? 95% of Nuremberg seniors continue living at home, often still quite independently. Only about 5% live in a care facility.
I wouldn't have guessed that either. If you look closer, you see that care facilities mainly house the very elderly, while the younger seniors prefer to stay at home, probably for as long as possible.
Makes sense. The older and more in need of care someone is, the more likely they are to move into a facility. But most people really don't want to leave their own home. I totally get that.
I feel the same way. I think many try to stay independent as long as they can. And nowadays, everyday help can be organized flexibly, which makes it all easier.
One thing I noticed when I looked at the numbers, there are significantly more women than men in care facilities. Nearly 3/4 of the residents are female.
That's partly because women simply live longer, and also because they're more likely to end up alone. Many men are cared for by partners or family, while women more often make the move into a facility.
There's a social aspect, too. Some women seem more likely to want not to be a burden, so they decide earlier on professional care.
You can really see that dynamic in the data. Especially among the very elderly, women make up a huge share in care facilities. Traditional roles and family structures probably play a bigger role than we think.
What I find remarkable, marital status has a huge impact on whether someone stays at home or moves into a facility. Married people are much more likely to stay in their own homes than singles or widowed individuals.
That makes sense. Especially when a partner is still around, they support each other. In care facilities, you see a lot more widowed or divorced seniors.
And the older people get, the clearer it gets. Among the very elderly in care homes, almost 3/4 are widowed. That's a big difference compared to those still living at home.
It really shows how important social networks are, even in advanced age. Those who have family around usually stay independent longer. People who are alone often end up in care facilities sooner. That's quite an emotional decision.
What many people don't know, background also plays a role in senior housing. Among older people with a migration background, many still live privately. They're less often found in care facilities.
That could be due to different family traditions. In some cultures, it's normal for the elderly to be cared for by family. So they stay at home longer, and the numbers for German seniors reflect that too.
I also find it interesting how mobile seniors are nowadays. There's the so-called salmon bias. Many retirees return to their country of origin when they retire.
I've actually seen that in my own circle. After decades in Nuremberg, some people move back to Poland, Romania, or Turkey. The statistics show a lot of movement. Every year is a bit different.
Looking at all these developments, it's clear. Today's and tomorrow's seniors are shaping Nuremberg much more than before. Their needs are changing the city and how people live together.
Honestly, I see it as a huge opportunity for society. More diversity, more experience, and new ideas for housing and community life. At the same time, the city has to be smart to create a good environment, even for the very elderly.
So many factors come into play: marital status, background, personal mobility. And in the end, gut feeling often decides where people want to spend their final years.
Absolutely. I'm curious what Nuremberg will look like in 10 years. Maybe there'll be even more intergenerational projects and creative forms of housing. The baby boomers are really bringing fresh ideas.
If you're interested in more information on this topic, check out our website at www.statistik.nuremberg.de and browse our extensive resources. The Office for Urban Research and Statistics offers plenty of data, background information, and reports on demographics.